So what are the do's and the don'ts when it comes to using social media?
What we look for is to be protected under the National Labor Relations Act. You really have to be looking for some sort of group action. So we have to differentiate between what the board calls mere griping by a worker with somebody who's trying to get his fellow workers to support him or her in something protesting their terms and conditions of employment.
Is that a gray area, or is it a pretty clear line of demarcation?
Well, it's a very factual area. You know, we really have to look at the facts of every single case, see what led up to the employee's use of social media, what they actually put on social media, whether, you know, who the friends are on social media. Because if you're not talking to your coworkers, then you're not going to be protected under labor law.
So would this be use of social media while you are on the clock, or even if you're at home but you are communicating with people who might share your office?
Well, it would be at home. The employer, you know, the boss can have rules about your using social media during work. I mean, if you're using their computer on work time, that's a different situation than when you're on your own computer at home.
Bring us up to speed on some of the cases that led to this report.
Well, the first case we were presented was an ambulance worker in Connecticut who complained to her coworkers on Facebook about her supervisor, and they sort of they got together, you know, through the conversation, protesting the actions of the supervisor, and she was fired for that. And that case, because it was the first one that the NLRB had been presented, received a lot of media attention. And literally now in every office, every one of our regional offices across the country, we have many, many people filing complaints with us that they were fired for using social media.
We are talking with Leif Solomon. He's the acting general counsel at the National Labor Relations Board. Do the rules change for federal workers versus private sector workers?
Well, the National Labor Relations Board has no jurisdiction over federal workers, and the rules would be different. The Federal Labor Relations Authority has to come up with their rules. So it's a different statute, different protections.
But would it pay to pay attention to how this is playing out in the private sector?
Sure, it doesn't hurt. You know, it's sort of a different thing when for the federal sector. I mean, we get involved. You know, another part of what we look at are the rules that these you know, employers post about the use of social media, and they're usually very, at this point, very, very broad, that says you can't disparage or criticize your company in any way. I think that'd be pretty hard to enforce against the federal government.
But I would think in your position, you guys are seeing at NLRB more and more cases being reported because of something like this.
Yes. I was just saying, I just think that the rules have to be different for federal employees than, you know, than private employers.
They often are.
It's just a different animal altogether.
So, but is the National Labor Relations Board seeing more and more cases even from the private sector being reported because of the use of social media and the debate that's going on about whether you can badmouth your boss online or not?
Right. Absolutely. I mean, I don't need to remind anybody that in 1935, when our statute was written by Congress, you know, there was no social media. So it is very, you know, our challenge is to, you know, take this old law and see whether it fits, how it fits into this whole new realm of communication, which only is becoming more prevalent, not less prevalent. You know, we have dozens of these cases. Hundreds of these cases at this point.
When you take an old law and try to apply it to a new scenario created by this emerging technology, do you find the technology itself as a game changer, or that the laws are written in such a way that they are living and they are evolving as you go?
Well, it is a challenge, but I think that the challenge is that you have to adapt the concepts of the law to the new situation and the new technology. That's why the board has always, from 1935 on, had this, you know, notion written into it of protected concerted activities, that two or more people can get together and protest terms and conditions of employment. And when they did that, that was a face-to-face meeting. So we have to take that concept because people, you know, still are protected even under social media. But it just becomes harder because it's not a face-to-face. That's why we really have to look at all the situations and factually and see what actually happened.